Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Fortitude First. Now, I've got a question for you. Ever find yourself beating yourself up over a mistake? You know that inner critic going on overdrive, piling on the self-doubt like it's nobody's business. Well, guess what? We're all guilty of it sometimes. But today, we're diving into something super important. Self-compassion. Not just because it feels good though, let's be real, it does, but because it's a superpower when it comes to building resilience and navigating this crazy world. Think about it. We treat our friends with kindness and understanding, right? When they stumble, we offer a shoulder to lean on, a listening ear. But sometimes, we act like we're holding ourselves to a completely different standard. Like, oh, that was a total fail, I'm such an idiot. Seriously, who talks to their friends like that? So, why do we struggle with this self-compassion thing? It often stems from a fear of vulnerability. We think being kind to ourselves means weakness, like we're letting our guard down. But here is the truth. Self-compassion isn't about giving yourself a free pass, it's about acknowledging your humanness. It's about recognizing that everyone makes mistakes, everyone feels pain, and that's okay. It's part of being alive. And by embracing this reality, we create space for growth and learning. Okay, so how do we actually cultivate the self-compassion muscle? Well, here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Practice mindful awareness. Pay attention to those negative self-talk spirals. When you catch yourself saying things like, I'm not good enough, I always mess up, stop and ask yourself, would I say this to a friend? Probably not, right? So why are we saying it to ourselves? 2. Treat yourself like a good friend. Remember those words of comfort and encouragement you'd offer your best pal. Now, use them on yourself. When you face challenges or setbacks, be your own cheerleader. Offer yourself the same understanding and support you'd give someone you care about deeply. 3. Focus on your values. Remind yourself what truly matters to you. What kind of person do you want to be? When you align your actions with your values, you build self-respect and confidence. And that breeds compassion both for yourself and others. 4. Practice gratitude. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life. It could be as simple as a warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, or a kind gesture from a stranger. This shift in perspective can help you see the beauty in everyday moments and cultivate a sense of contentment. 5. Be patient with yourself. Remember, self-compassion is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when you slip up and fall into those old patterns of self-criticism. And that's okay. Just gently guide yourself back to kindness and understanding. Celebrate the small victories along the way and keep practicing. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, she's super driven, always striving for perfection. She puts immense pressure on herself at work and often ends up feeling overwhelmed and exhausted. When she makes even a tiny mistake, her inner critic goes into overdrive. But one day, she decides to try something different. She starts practicing self-compassion. She acknowledges that she's human, that everyone makes mistakes, and that it's okay to not be perfect all the time. She treats herself with kindness, just like she would treat a friend. Sarah begins to notice a shift. The pressure eases, her anxiety lessens, and she feels more empowered to take risks and learn from her experiences. Sound familiar? You know that feeling when you're finally starting to let go of those rigid expectations and embrace a little more grace? So, remember this. Self-compassion isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. It's the foundation for building resilience, fostering genuine connections, and living a life filled with purpose and joy. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you can do today to practice more self-compassion? Share your thoughts in the comments below, let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to Fortitude First so you never miss an episode. Until next time, stay strong and keep striving for that inner peace, everyone. Peace out.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.